From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks have used to use all the time on your radio. Liberty Roundtable Live continues. This is the broadcast for December 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is Hour 2 of 2, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We also believe the checks and balances put in place by our wise founders, absolutely the solution to the problems we face. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right. Kurt asked about this Star Wars film. It's a blockbuster, making more money than anything. I say it's covering up big losses by the company. Star Wars stunt woman to lose arm after on-set crash. I guess they were, working on the stunts there. And, she lost her arm. I guess she was in a chemically induced coma for 2 weeks. Man, I'm kind of not liking those chemically induced comas. I've been thinking about those. I'm just kind of off them. Kurt was going to look up Star Wars because I'm not saying there's not some good that can be found in the films, Kurt, but as a whole, I find them, especially when they're on, like, number 7, a colossal waste of time. I don't understand why Americans don't care much about liberty. They don't care much about God, family, and country. They don't care about rejecting evil. But they're so interested in watching good and evil battle on the screen with high drama, special effects, etc. They spent literally $125+ million. What, in the opening weekend of that thing, Kurt, just, I don't even know the numbers, just stratospheric numbers. When I was asking Kurt, can you give me a 30-second summary of Star Wars? Really, it's basically good and evil displayed on the screen, and the battle between the two as they deal with worlds and galaxies and interplanet battles, if you will. Very strange, Kurt, how we get so into this. But when it comes to things that relate to our lives that could really improve our situations, we don't seem to want to worry about it. We want to have a war, and this is the problem that I have with it, a war mentality. We're a warlike people, Kurt. And when we watch this stuff on the screen, and then in the real world, they're like, hey, man, we got to take out ISIS. We got to bomb them. We got to stop them. We got to take it to them, you know? Then we're all about that warlike mentality. That's kind of my concern with the whole thing. Kurt, am I off base?
Well, Sam, you're not supposed to, you know, do anything to say anything about how Star Wars is not the coolest thing. You're supposed to be pro, you know, war.
Because, no, wait a minute. Why would I be pro war? War's evil, Kurt. Now, I realize sometimes you got to defend yourself, but other than that.
Yeah, but you're supposed to talk about the Prince of Peace, but then you don't really live that. I mean, you don't really act that way. I mean, it's bad for the economy, Sam. I mean, the whole military-industrial complex relies on, you know, blowing up things and shooting stuff. And, you know, I mean, it's just, you're going to ruin the whole economy, Sam. And speaking of the economy, though, I was listening just a little while back, and I wanted to ask you a little bit more on this whole Trump
idea.
But
before you get to that, I want to stick with the Star Wars summary. Did you find that?
Yeah, well, I didn't really, you know, go into depth on it simply because I didn't think there was a whole lot to
There's 7 on it, films, Kurt. It's taken the whole nation.
World.
The whole world by taking them captive, if you will. In fact, people used to like us, Kurt, until we started speaking out against Star Wars. Now they hate us. And how dare you?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they say it's chasing Avatar money now. I guess that means the Avatar guys that made a lot of money on their show a little while back. They say The Force Awakens smashes global box office record, according to the BBC News. It got beat in Japan by something called the Yokai Watch. I don't know what that is, they say it's some other movie beat it. It was only the number two movie in Japan. Yeah. So there you go.
I
didn't know that.
So I don't really get it. It's basically international. What would it be when it's international, when it's interplanet, Kurt?
Interplanetary.
All right. Interplanetary war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the good guys have to stop the bad guys from what, Kurt? Taking over?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way it always is. They started out in 77. Way back then it was called the first film, they say, in the series. They called it A New Hope. It was released back May 25th, 77. And it became a worldwide pop culture phenomenon. They followed it up by the similar, some other sequels. The Empire Strikes Back, that was in 80. Return of the Jedi, 83. Those are the three films that they say constitute the original Star Wars trilogy. Then they said they had a prequel trilogy, and that was released between 99 and 2005. So I guess you got your first three and your next three. I don't know about the order. It gets me kind of confused. They say it received this next three between 99 and 2005, received a more mixed reaction from critics and fans compared to the original three. All six of them were nominated for or won Academy Awards and were, of course, commercial successes. They combined box office revenue of $4.38 billion, and that made them the fifth highest grossing film series. I thought that was interesting. Fifth highest? That's not really like numero uno. It also holds the Guinness Book of World Records title for the most successful film merchandising franchise. There's a lot of money to be made by those Happy Meals, etc. I guess in 2012, Disney acquired Lucasfilms for $4.06 billion, and they announced three new Star Wars films. I think that's, what the first one is the one we're just under the barrage.
Yeah, Kurt, so what we're talking about is like a galaxy-wide civil war.
Yeah. That's good stuff, right?
Well, let me ask you a question.
Blow stuff
the good
up,
guys
things.
Have the Force, right, Kurt?
Uh-huh.
Right? I mean, everybody runs around going, may the Force be with you, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, now here's my problem with it. We used to say, God be with you, Kurt.
Yeah.
But we don't now. We say, may the Force be with you.
Yeah.
Now, what is the Force, Kurt? Can you help me with that?
Well, some folks say that what it really is just, the political correct way of saying God be with you or,
Wait a minute. If we're going to say God be with you, why don't we just say God be with you? Why do we got to say the Force?
Well,
is the Force God?
Sam, we live in a politically correct world where if you say that, you're, kind of out. But if you say it in the, with the
it's like code.
Star Wars kind of way, then it's kind of cool. But it takes God out of society, I think.
It's like the code or what?
Yeah.
Apes,
so.
May the Force be with you.
Yeah.
All right, see, I don't get it, though. Can somebody define the Force for me?
The next two, by the way, are supposed to show up in May of 2017.
Wait a minute, they're going to keep going on with this thing?
Yeah, see, because Disney agreed by...
See, I told you it was Disney last hour, Kurt.
Yeah,
and I'm telling you, Disney's losing money hand over fist, and they're hoping this will stem the tide. Now, it almost seems like Star Wars has a cult-like following, Kurt.
Yeah, but if you say that, you're a bad guy, Sam.
No, dude, I'm the good guy. I'm saying may God be with you, my friend.
Ooh, there you go.
How can I be the bad guy? What are you talking about? See, we've lost our marbles, folks. Liberty Roundtable Live.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free Vigor test today. And you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby. May the force be with you is a phrase everybody seems to love. In fact, if you say may the force be with you to someone, I mean, you know, without a doubt, they're a good guy, right? Star Wars, ladies and gentlemen. Can somebody summarize the trilogy, or all seven films, soon to be eight, nine, and who knows how many films. Blockbuster, huge money, all at stake, almost a cult-like following. May the Force be with you, supposedly a statement the good guys say. It's supposed to refer to God, some say. It's like a reference to the Lord, you know. May the odds be in your favor, that kind of stuff. But I submit to you, it's almost like a fortune cookie. Mm-hmm. It isn't, may God be with you until we meet again. It's may the Force be with you. And what I find sad about it, and I know somebody would say, Sam, you're ignorant. The symbolism is lost on you, isn't it, Sam? If you were more intelligent, if you had an IQ of above 50, you might get this. It's all symbolic of Christ and of the battle between good and evil. Okay, fine. Let's just take it on then, shall we? Kurt, what would you say would be the telltale signs of the followers of Jesus Christ?
Peace.
Okay, good. Is there peace in the film? Or the films? Not hardly. You know, it's about a galactic, or, you know, galaxy-wide civil war. Now you would say, Sam, well, the good guys are just trying to defend themselves. Really? All right. I'll try to go there with you. But what are the other telltale signs of the followers of Christ, Kurt?
Promotion of those principles, you know.
Like they follow the Savior and they learn to pray, right?
Yeah.
Is there a lot of praying going on in Star Wars, Kurt?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right, well, maybe you just don't understand the Star Wars films, Kurt. Mm-hmm. Say, okay, is there a lot of scriptures in the Star Wars film?
Probably subliminal scriptures.
Okay. Kind of like may the Force be with you, referring to the Lord, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, what I find fascinating about this discussion, even, to take steps further, is there references to God and his protection?
I guess, again, you'll have to look in under the...
You got to dig deep, buddy. Dig deep, you know? Okay, fine. Let's ask another question then. Are there... What would I say? Invitations. Exhortations. Encouragement to keep the commandments of God, Kurt. In there. I'm just wondering, because if we're going to be the followers of Christ, we'd do several things. We'd pray, we'd look to God's word, and then we would do our best to obey his... Well, we would accept his invitations and obey his commandments, would we not? Mm-hmm. We would teach about a broken heart and a contrite spirit. We'd teach about the principles of forgiveness. Would teach about the importance of keeping the commandments, would teach about, okay, we would learn to behave in peaceful manners. Okay, and I'm not saying there's not some of that in the film, Kurt, but I'm just saying Star Wars seems to be a cult-like following. It's big money behind it, and I see it really taking people away from Christ, not directing people to Christ. And I know somebody would say, Sam, you just don't get it. There's so much symbolism there. I do get it. But what I also get is that it seems like, well, it reminds me of this idea, their lips are near me, but their hearts are far from me, Kurt. It sounds good in the rhetoric sense, not in the reality sense. When people leave the seven Star Wars films, Kurt, let's just say you had a big old ripping marathon. When you get done, are you likely to follow Christ more? Are you likely to be a better disciple of the Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Prince of Peace? Would you say that your testimony is strengthened of his sacred mission to invite all men to come to him after he provides for the atoning sacrifice necessary to save us all? I'm just wondering. What do you think, Kurt? Would you say people are just like, man, I'm on God now. I believe in Christ. I'm going to, you know.
I can tell you a little more about this George Lucas guy, you know, that kind of started the whole thing.
He's like religious big time.
Well, he did have a quote that, you know, I think kind of fits this whole thing. It says, so this is how liberty dies, with thunderous applause.
Yeah.
I think
that's he's got that applause going on. Does that mean he's for liberty dying?
I don't know. You know, I mean, if you don't focus on it and you, you know, take your eye off the ball, if you will, then you're going to drop the ball. A guy's 71 years old. They say his net worth is $5.1 billion. He's been married twice. He's currently married to his second wife. First one went from 69 to 83. Somewhere in there, they got a total of four children. You know, just kind of interesting stuff to me. You know, just how this whole thing all works out. You know, so many times the personal life, which in my opinion is the most important part of it, gets left way down, if not even talked about in the story. I submit that when Mr. George Lucas shows up in front of his maker, he's not going to be asked about his Academy Awards.
Or his net worth.
$5.1 billion or whatever.
So I'm not trying to say that there's no redeeming value here, Kurt, and that there's no good. I'm not just trying to be completely negative and run around and suggest that it's all evil. I don't really think that or mean that.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like, hey, people are more into Star Wars than they are into Christmas, my friend.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a concern, do you think? People are running around instead of saying, may God be with you till we meet again. They're saying, may the force be with you. Instead of people finding out how we could provide peace in America, people are more and more towards war. And I ask the question, are we a warlike people? And is this, quote, galaxy-wide civil war going to help us become a more warlike people or a more peaceful people? See, the problem is, Kurt, when do you really want to just defend yourself with a pure heart? When do you have sadness of war, but a necessity, if you will, versus when do you become warlike in the name of good? In other words, can we be deceived and well, in our, quote, well-intended idea, have the wrong view about war? When do you become a good guy and, hey, your goal is to defend your life, your liberty, your wives, your children, your sacred honor? When is it really that for your agenda versus when do you become, well, misguided in the name of good? And that's kind of my concern here, is that we as a people, where do we pull our references from? Where do we get our guidance from? What really is in our hearts? I know I'm not supposed to ask questions like that, but this is Liberty Roundtable. We're famous for it, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, well, we'll talk about that in a second.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Sad to say, Star Wars almost has a cult-like following, ladies and gentlemen. People are running around saying, may the Force be with you. Have we become a warlike people? The next question that I was asked, Kurt, is this. It's supposedly a galaxy-wide, or an intergalactic, whatever you want to say, epic, civil war? Now, that means the bad guys are against the good guys, right?
Yeah.
Can you help me know what the good guys stand for? What are they trying to protect, defend against, etc., Kurt? Is it very clear what the good guys stand for?
Well, they pretty much stand for getting rid of the bad guys.
Well, wait a minute. That's not good enough for me, Kurt, because I don't know who's who that way. Okay, I want to know what they stand for. What do the good guys stand for? Are they trying to prevent abortion, where 50 million babies have been murdered in America?
No. They wouldn't want to talk about that, Sam. I mean, you know, you can get a lightsaber. You can wear, you know, like the Star Wars gear stuff. Go to the movies, but don't be doing stuff like protecting babies. I mean, this is a movie, Sam. You're supposed to lighten up. You know what I mean?
I just want to know what the good guys stand for. Kurt. I'm kind of a simpleton. My IQ's only like 50, and I just gotta help me out here.
Well, you have to learn how to shoot. You know, of course, the bad guys that come after you. It's kind of hard to explain, Sam, because there's just not much there, if you ask me.
What are the good guys called in Star Wars, Kurt?
Luke is one of them. I know that.
Yeah, but that's just somebody's name. And, you know.
Well, I know, but I mean...
The good guys have a name for their group?
Well, you got your Imperial Crusader.
The bad guys are the dark side, Kurt, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And what are the good
the
guys?
The other side would be the light side? I don't know.
No, dude, they have lightsabers and that cuts everything and kills everything and destroys.
Okay. Yeah, but when you get hurt by them, it doesn't really hurt, Sam. I mean, it's
what is the opposite of the dark side? Let me ask you a little different, Kurt.
Yeah, that would be the light side, the lighter side, I guess, you know.
And what do you call the good guys? I mean, I don't mean to make this complex, Kurt. It's not. I mean, I'm kind of simple, you know? I just want to know what the good guys are called, and I want to know what they stand for. I want to know what their key, what's the word I'm looking for? I want to know what their purpose is.
Purpose? Make money on films?
No, Kurt, come on. You got to help me out.
Oh, there's got to be more to it than that. Let's see. Make money on films and like little stuff you sell at McDonald's and all the little guys and the little... I mean, you know, you can have Star Wars Legos. I mean, there's lots of ways you can make money.
Hey, wait a minute, Kurt. The dark side and the light side are supposed to be the two general sides, like you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what happens when people... let's see. Let me just see if I understand. What happens when people start changing sides and stuff?
Well, that's where, you know, the plot thickens, as they say. You know what I mean?
Now, the good sides, to the small extent, like the Republic and...
Yeah, they do talk about a Republic. Now, they don't talk about a Republic like John Wayne would talk about a Republic in the Alamo, but they do talk about a Republic.
Now, you know, aren't the good guys the clones, Kurt?
I don't remember.
I think the good guys are like the clones.
Oh, yeah.
The Republic, the Jedi, right? That's the good side.
Okay.
I don't... like the idea that we're clones. I think that God teaches me every one of us is a unique individual.
Oh, there you go again, Sam. I mean,
oh, come on.
Just lighten up. This is all in fun, Sam. I mean, you know, watch the shells in the shell game. Pay attention there.
I just don't really understand it all, man. I just, my mind just can't. I know I'm a simpleton. Yeah. I know I lack brain power. I get it. I'm just saying. Have we become a warlike people? Well, in Star Wars, the bad guys are the dark side. What do you call the good guys? And then you'd say, well, this. And then I'd say, what happens when everybody starts trading places? Does it create confusion about who's who?
Mm-hmm. Like Republicans and Democrats?
Exactly like that, Kurt.
Well, Sam, but you're not supposed to call this, like, real life stuff, you know?
Why not?
Just... play. It's make-believe. Sam.
Okay, but if it's make-believe, then maybe we ought to focus on reality and relationships and Christmas and stuff.
Oh, there you go again.
See, I'm just, I don't understand.
You're gonna have a booming economy if you do
that. I get that it's got incredible theatrics, incredible, what, screenplay? What do you call that stuff?
Stuff that make it really hard for you to hear anybody talk.
Well, that's for sure. Wow.
Yeah.
They're so busy in their warlike people stance that it's hard to, you know.
Like in that movie you recommended yesterday, you know, the
You can't be watching
Christmas
that. Dude,
Wish.
Star Wars is here, bro. Come on.
I know, but in that movie, you know, you got all these cool little things that are said by different players at different times. Like, for example, one time she says, after this kind of in-depth conversation she had with the local sheriff, who she kind of liked, she said, I wouldn't mind getting a ticket from him. You know, and if you didn't really hear, you know, the whole thing and weren't able to, and all you saw was guns shooting and...
But let me ask you a question. Do you question who the good guys and the bad guys are in that movie, Kurt?
No.
Do you know what people are standing for?
Yeah.
This lady wants to just preserve her family and good friends and loved ones and... believers in Christ carry out what they really stand for and believe. as they serve one another and as they work together in love and pray. And I mean, they even got the church involved in that thing, Kurt. I mean, they go to church and stuff.
Yeah.
And the poor lady doesn't pray at first, but she learns to pray.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just total destruction, Kurt.
I've seen a lot of those sites in there, you know, a little place called Mapleton, Utah.
Yeah.
And, you know, the one guy, the pastor, if you will, he's the father of the guy Sam in the movie Charlie. So, you know, it's a lot of good stuff. Then the other guy, remember that rough old guy that was doing the cooking?
Yes, sir.
Anyway, he's the former Harry's War guy.
Yeah, that's right.
He was the Harry's War guy.
He's a great dude, too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was really enjoyable.
See, I'm just saying that stuff is just phenomenal, but the problem is nobody even has any time for this, Kurt.
We're not going to fit in. I mean, you have to watch like 7 versions of the Star Wars thing to get caught up to the current one if you're really an American, Sam. I mean, you know. Or a world citizen, I might add. You know, I guess that's what we need. Or an intergalactic citizen, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to know what the good guys stand for. I know I'm stuck on that, but it's kind of important to understand.
Yeah.
And then everybody says to me, Sam, have you seen all of them? I say, no. Then they say, we don't even know what you're talking about then.
Uh-huh.
But if somebody can answer these fundamental questions to my satisfaction, then I'll go watch them. Okay. You tell me who the good guys are. You tell me what the good guys are called. In other words, how they self-identify. And then you tell me what the good guys are. What are they fighting for? What do they stand for? And are the good guys good all the time? Or are they just kind of good? And at what point do you say, well, don't worry, that the ends justifies the means for the good guys? Like, I know I'm kind of like a murderer and stuff, but it's justified, right? See, when do you kill out of a necessity as a follower of God because you have to for self-defense versus when do you kind of cross that line?
Ooh.
I don't know. Just whacked out old Sam. Maybe my IQ is above 50, though, to at least come up with these complicated questions. I might be able to think through a couple of things. Might not be able to fight my way out of a paper bag, but hey. Just saying. All right, Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt, news that networks refuse to use right here on your favorite Christmas radio station.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
You open the floodgates. I hope I can make it through this.
May the force be with you. Do you see the contrast?
I see the stars. I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe displayed.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I know somebody would say, Sam, come on, get the symbolism. C.S. Lewis did a lot of that too. Don't you get it, Sam? I mean, come on. Yeah, I think I get it. That's the problem. I'm not so sure that C.S. Lewis had a cult-like following. That's kind of the question. Star Wars, ladies and gentlemen, has been so popular that there have been Star Wars books, video games, television shows, toys, and more. Even some of the most popular songs relate to Star Wars. See, that's kind of the question. Now, I asked about the Force, Kurt. And I ask questions to get people to think, not because I'm so ignorant I don't know the answers necessarily. I actually know the answers, and that's what allows me to kind of back into the appropriate questions to ask. You know, I'm kind of so ignorant and lack brain cells that I kind of go there.
Yeah.
Now, let me just kind of lay this out here. Lightsabers are swords that can kind of cut almost anything, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, droids are the robots, Kurt. Isn't it interesting? You got Android. In the movies, robots are called droids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me kind of talk to you about the Force a little bit, Kurt. The Force is kind of like a magic power. Now, don't worry, Kurt. The Force is a magic-like power. In ways, it's like a religion. It is a belief that there is a force, which is a power that is a part of everything in the galaxy. In the words of Obi-Wan Kenobi, the force is what gives the Jedi his power. It's an energy field created by all living things that surrounds us, penetrates us, and binds us, meaning the galaxy. Together, people who can control the Force with their minds get a number of special powers, Kurt, like telepathy, telekinesis, that's moving things with your mind, precognition, that's knowing things before they're going to happen, super speed, super reflexes, transportation, not to mention super strength. Now, the Jedi, Kurt, are a group of beings that use the Force to, quote, bring peace and harmony to people and planets and cultures. They are trained to use the Force for the good.
Mm-hmm.
They are sworn enemies to the other group. what is it called? Sith or Scythe? It's the bad guys. They use, you know, different color lightsabers. Now, the other groups are trained to use the Force as the ultimate power. Now, let me stop you right there. So the Force is a thing. And the good guys and the bad guys both use the Force.
Yep.
It just depends on if you use it for good or bad. Now, let me contrast that to the Holy Ghost. You Christians might know what the Holy Ghost is, right? Mm-hmm. The Holy Ghost is the third member of the Godhead. It is the medium by which God reveals truth to all of us. Now, the Holy Ghost isn't used by the bad guys in any way, shape, or form, ladies and gentlemen. Period. End of paragraph. No discussion. No debate. That's an important, unique distinction, and that's why I'm not sure that I can go along with, don't worry, Star Wars is good, especially if you use the Force for good. You're using some magic powers for good, and the bad guys can use it too. It all depends on your intent. I'm telling you that God shall not be mocked, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Satan certainly inserts his counterfeit whenever he can, but he does not take over God's power or use God's power in any way. Let's be very clear. Okay, they also use the Force to bring destruction, to gain ultimate power. They are the antagonists. Okay. Could you imagine thinking that they could use the Holy Ghost in that way, in any way like that, Kurt?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't think so.
Well, I'm just saying, if you imagine the way the movies do it, you know, they can make pretty much anything be imagined. You know?
But it's a doctrinal faux pas.
Yeah, yeah.
Snafu. Right.
Well, that's what it's intended to do, though.
I agree. And that's kind of my whole point is that, you know what, guys? You're not going to win this battle with me. Pardon the pun. I stand for peace. The Holy Ghost comes from the Prince of Peace. It cannot be misused for evil purposes in any way. And I submit to you that we need to really think through this. When we start saying, may the Force be with you, when we start spending millions, literally billions, bordering on, what, can it be trillions of dollars on this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I ask, does Star Wars have a cult-like following?
Yep.
Star Wars has been so popular that it's just beyond imagination. May the Force be with you. By the way, let me ask another question then, just to kind of make this clear. Is the Force good or evil, Kurt?
Well,
now, what you're going to say is, well, it's both, Sam. It depends on who uses it for what agenda, right? Lie.
That's
wrong. That isn't right. That's wrong. You cannot have something that's a power that can be used either way. The power has a source, Kurt. Mm-hmm. What is the source of the power of the Force? Well, Sam, it doesn't really have a source. It just exists. No, it does not. Well, Sam, the Force is a symbolism. If it symbolizes God, the good guys, then it comes from God. And if it symbolizes the bad guys, then it comes from Satan. Okay. I don't really get that. See, words have meaning, people. Understand that God and his authority, his power, I will even venture to say his priesthood, if you will, the Holy Ghost cannot be used for evil in any way. Kurt, am I confused on this?
Well, Sam, but you got to remember, you know, you're not supposed to talk about stuff like this, where you mix God with Star Wars. You know, it's just not supposed to be done. I mean, you just have to go spend money. You know, if you want to really do it well, I heard our buddy, the guy that tells you to get out of debt, Dave Ramsey, telling about how he went to the IMAX 3D. You know, you got all these ways of watching it. You know, you got to learn how to really get with the new stuff, Sam, instead of, just kind of staying with the old stuff and watching, maybe an old.
Wait a minute, these movies that I'm watching are new, Kurt.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Hey, you know what? I'm watching that coming up soon. It's one of my favorite movies ever.
Good.
Now, let me ask you, is George confused on which side he's on? Does he switch sides or anything like that?
George Lucas?
No. Buddy, George and It's a
Wonderful
Life.
Oh, George and It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
No, I think
he gets discouraged.
Right side. Yeah.
But he doesn't switch sides ever. Does the angel, what's that guy's name?
Clarence.
Clarence, yeah. Does Clarence get confused on which side he's on?
See, I'll bet there's a whole lot of people that know very little about Clarence or George, but they know a lot about, Jedi Knights and, what's that little guy's name?
Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Yeah.
The droids. Everybody has a droid in their hand while they're watching the droids, too, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
So I just want to know, Star Wars has been so popular, has it developed a cult-like following? And may the Force be with you is a common phrase, but I ask, is the Force good or evil? What is the source of the Force? Have we become a warlike people? In Star Wars, the bad guys are considered the dark side. What do you call the good guys? What do the good guys stand for? Just some of the questions I might ignorantly ask. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and, I don't know, was that entertaining, Kurt? No, you got to go to Star Wars for entertainment. Here it's boring as all get out. Got it? Uh-huh. All right, just saying. Any final words, Kurt?
God bless America and
wait a
Merry
minute.
Christmas.
You're supposed to say, may the Force be with you, Kurt. I mean,
oh,
come
sorry.
On.
Sorry about that.
Amen.
Yeah.
May God be with you till we meet again. And Merry Christmas. Please celebrate the real reason for the season. Let's put the Christ, the Savior, back in Christmas. Mm-hmm. LibertyRoundtable.com for unique columnist content and hard-hitting talk radio free at your fingertips. Click on Help Us Grow to donate and become part of the solution today. This nation shall endure.